Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight. A reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister, and good all-around girl, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
And welcome, everybody. I hope we're on the air, right, Deb?
You are.
Okay. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world and our realities and travel this cosmic journey we all call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Explore with us as we examine a metaphysical montage of spiritual insights covering everything from the mundane to the magical, UFOs to unicorns, and everything in between. This is Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. We have as a guest tonight a very special author that I have had the privilege of interviewing a number of times. I always learn from him, and he always challenges me to stretch and learn even further. He's going to guide us through two of his books, the mysteries that are hidden within them, and he's going to tantalize us with a little bit of excerpts from those that are yet to come. He's written two books that I have enjoyed and read, and one of them I've reread a couple of times. His first book was The Royal Arch of Enoch, and that was The Impact of Masonic Ritual Philosophy and Symbolism. It was a fascinating book on documents and undiscovered historical anomaly and how a high degree Masonic ritual developed in France in the mid-1700s included elements of the Book of Enoch, which was considered lost until Freemason and traveler James Bruce returned to Europe with copies of it from Ethiopia in 1773. The book that I have swallowed a number of times is Cinema Symbolism, and it's a guide to esoteric imagery in popular movies, and it answers questions that are just amazing. It's about the occult, numerological, astrological, mythological, alchemical, tarot, and Kabbalistic iconography. It's an amazing book. He's either working on or has finished Symbolism 2, and that covers even more movies, and a novel that is fascinating as well, and quite possibly a third book. It would be a second one on Masonry entitled Freemasonry and the Path to Babylon. Not sure about that one, but he's changed the way that I look at movies tremendously. He's made me more and more aware of how there are subtleties that affect us on a subconscious level that that we don't even realize are there, and people who do movies and write books are very well aware of the impact that these archetypes that they weave into their stories trigger within us a memory